What's up, everyone? This is Connor, and for today's Lent reflection, we'll be reading Psalm 31, verses 9 through 16. I'll be reading out of NIV 1984. Be merciful to me, O Lord, for I am in distress. My eyes grow weak with sorrow, my soul and my body with grief. My life is consumed by anguish, and my years by groaning. My strength fails because of my affliction, and my bones grow weak. Because of all my enemies, I am the utter contempt of my neighbors. I am a dread to my friends. Those who see me on the street flee from me. I am forgotten by them as though I were dead. I have become like broken pottery, for I hear the slander of many. There is terror on every side. They conspire against me and plot to take my life. But I trust in you, O Lord. I say, you are my God. My times are in your hands. Deliver me from my enemies and from those who pursue me. Let your face shine on your servant and save me in your unfailing love. It's so obvious in this passage of scripture to see that David is just in absolute distress, that he is lost, he feels abandoned, that he feels so much pain that's happening in his life. And I think we have two options when it comes to dealing with pain and when it comes to dealing with abandonment. And that's, we can either turn to what our flesh wants, which is to lash out, maybe to act out, maybe to just give in to whatever desires we want, to grow bitter and cold. Or we have the option to turn to God and to trust God that whatever is happening in our life is from Him, and that it is a plan, and that it is going to work out for our good. The sentence or the phrase that stands out to me in the scripture a lot is, my times are in your hands. That is such a powerful, I think, statement to make when we're going through something that we don't necessarily, we can't see the fruit of it, or there's no way we could even see like the possibility of fruit from it, that we just think something can be so far gone and so dead that it just seems unbearable. I was just told a story by a friend that his cousin was born with this disability, that her arm was broken when she was being born. The doctor pulled on her arm and it twisted it and it ruined her arm, and she has this disability, and she was from Ukraine, and she was fleeing the country when the war started, and her husband was going to have to stay behind, but because she had this disability, there was an exception that her husband could leave with her. So in this terrible thing, in this pain that she experienced growing up, ended up becoming one of the greatest blessings, that she was able to flee from her country and to flee from war along with her entire family. And I think that's the perspective that we have to have, is that our time is in God's hands, and that we have to allow Him to be God. And in due time, He will deliver us, and He will let His face shine on us, and that His unfailing love will keep us and protect us and bring us close. So whatever season you're in, maybe it's one of those seasons where you're just praising God for everything. That's amazing. Just pocket this maybe thought for later down the road. For those of us who are maybe going through something that's a little bit more difficult, that we don't really see the point of, that there's things that we're struggling with and that we're battling through, that we can have the mindset that we're gonna trust that Jesus has our back. We're gonna trust that Jesus knows exactly what's going on, and we're gonna believe that He has the best for us, and that from whatever we're going through right now, that all things work together for the good of those who love Him. So Jesus, I pray that as the times that we're going through pain, as the pain that we're going through now, I pray, Lord, that You would help us to remember to put our faith in You, and to remember that You are a sure bet, that You You never fail, and that You are always reliable. And I pray, Lord, that You would touch our hearts, and You would remind us, Jesus, and that our statement of faith would be that our times are in Your hands, Jesus, and that we trust You, and that You are our God. We love You so much. We believe this, and we remember all the great things You've done for us. And we bless Your name. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.